Good afternoon. You're listening to Afternoon Classics here on KRVS. Coming up at 4, All Things Considered from NPR News. Judith Merriweather will join us a little bit later with some of the events going on in the area. Music begins with a performance by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Leonard Slatkin. We'll listen to the Symphony No. 9, Opus 95 in E minor, From the New World by Antonín Dvořák.
Thank you.
Leonard Slatkin conducted the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra in a performance of From the New World, the Symphony No. 9, Opus 95 in E minor, by Antonín Dvořák. 44 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, coming up at 4, All Things Considered, from NPR News. Thank you.
in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. In Abbeville, the Abbey Players Children's Guild presents The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe this weekend, Friday through Sunday. For information about The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, you can go to the Abbey Players Theater website. The Acadiana Center for the Arts presents their latest Crossroads performance this week. Jim Lauderdale and Sarah Doge performing. For more information on the Louisiana Crossroads 20th anniversary season, please go to their website, acadianacenterforthearts.org. Also at the ACA now through September 11th in the main gallery, an exhibit of Stephanie Patton entitled Comfort Zone 1993 to 2021. And for information on other activities, events, and exhibits at the ACA, please stop by their website. The House of Blue Leaves, produced by the Lauren Riley Elliott Company, will be performed at Cité des Arts July 30th through August 8th. For information, you can go to lretheater.com, or you can also go to the Cité des Arts website. United Way of Acadiana is doing the Stuff the Bus Supply Drive again this year. The last day to donate is Friday, August 6th. Supplies can be dropped off in person at the United Way of Acadiana's office. Some of the supplies that they need are crayons, scissors, glue, pencils, construction paper, notebooks, paper towels, hand sanitizer, and other items. You can find a complete listing of items at the United Way of Acadiana's website, which is unitedwayofacadiana.org. The Writers Guild of Acadiana invites the public to join them for their first meeting of this year on July 27th. They will be at the South Regional Library Auditorium from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on the 27th. Their South Regional Library is at 6101 Johnston Street in Lafayette. If you're interested in writing, illustrating, publishing, songwriting, playwriting, or writing memoirs, you're invited to come and hear what the Guild has to offer you. Cité des Arts will present The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde, August 20th through the 29th. You can find out more about tickets now at citédesarts.org. The Hilliard Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus has quite a number of exhibits on display through this summer. An exhibit called Nancy Macko, The Fragile Bee, will be up through August 25th. It presents pollinator conservation as an environmental justice issue. Also through the end of this month, John Gargano, Le Détroit Industrie. And lots more. You can find out more about all of the exhibits and activities at the Hilliard Art Museum at hilliardmuseum.org. In the Lake area, the Literacy Council of Southwest Louisiana is offering adult education and literacy classes. They are registering now. For information, you can call them or stop by their website. Again, that's the Literacy Council of Southwest Louisiana in Lake Charles. And the Teche Project has created new maps for people wanting to paddle the Bayou Teche National Water and Paddle Trail. Maps are available for four parishes along the trail, St. Landry, St. Martin, Iberia, and St. Mary. That's all at TecheProject.org. And continuing in most parishes in the state, summer reading programs. You can go to your branch library in whatever parish you live in and find out more about participating in summer reading. Many parishes have reading programs not just for children, but for teens and adults as well. The Lafayette Science Museum is open on weekends now, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 1 p.m. until 6 p.m. The Lafayette Science Museum is on Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org. You can click on the schedule button. You can search for audio on demand of programs that we produce locally that maybe you missed or you'd just like to enjoy again. You can also find out more about supporting KRVS. Just click on the support button. There's a drop-down menu. And you can sign up for our newsletter at our website. A great newsletter, lots of information about what's happening here at KRVS. You can also check out our social media sites, our Facebook page and our Instagram page. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
COVID-19 forced musicians to step off the stage and do some deep thinking. Hello, I'm Georges Collinet, bringing you the words and music of female artists emerging from lockdown with a renewed sense of mission. Join me for Afropop's Women Warriors, next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRX.
Sunday nights at 8 on KRBS.
Next time for Jandek, a testament to purpose. Live performances from San Francisco and the UK. Episode number 42, The Sounds. Next time for Jandek. Tuesday mornings, 1 a.m. or anytime at krvs.org.
Show your financial support for KRVS public media and local programming. Contact us at 337-482-KRVS, krvs.org.
Bonjour, mes amis. Moi, Pete Bergeron. Merci pour votre support de la radio publique et tous les jeunes artistes qui vous présentent Bonjour Louisiane. Supportez-le. Merci à tous de vous et Dieu vous garde.
Join KRVS on August 4th at 7:30 p.m. for Cypress League Studios Live, a monthly streaming concert series presented by the Dr. Tommy Como Endowed Chair in Traditional Music at the University of Louisiana, Lafayette. Each concert is recorded live at KRVS Cypress League Studio and streamed to the world. This concert features music by Dirk Powell and Friends, the duo of Roddy Romero and Michael Juan Nunez, and a solo performance by Jesse Leger. Register for free on our website at krvs.org.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.